Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, it's a Tuesday, so Brooke does a late movie review. You've just told me that this week you have reviewed U.S. Marshals, the Tommy Lee Jones movie. It's the spin-off to The Fugitive. Have you seen The Fugitive with Harrison Ford?
No. No.
And so we've gone, gone for this. The only thing I know about U.S. Marshals, and this is not a great sign of quality, it's always playing on television.
Oh, is it?
It's always on Channel 10. I've seen, you know, 2 minutes of it and think, yeah, this looks stupid. Why would I watch this and not watch The Fugitive, which is a perfect movie? But you've done it.
I did it anyway. I did it for both of us, Bob, so you don't have to. This is how it went. Corbin suggested that we watch Law Abiding Citizen. I said, no, it goes for too long. This movie goes for 2 hours and 5 minutes as well. US Marshals, let's do it. I'm okay, like Tommy Lee Jones, I like the vibe. This is a little bit Con Air. Oh, and Wesley Snipes is the bad guy. Perfect. And a little baby Robert Downey Jr. How old was he in this? I've got to do some quick maths. Hang on. He was born in 1965. And the movie came out in 1998. So if I just crunch some numbers. He was 33, is that all? He has aged well. Okay, something seems amiss in this film. Like, I'm not quite sure. Like, there's something that's going on behind the scenes or there's more to it. I don't know if Wesley Snipes is actually the bad guy. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, so I just fell asleep. I fell asleep for about 45 minutes of this week. I've woken up. And spoiler alert, Robert Downey Jr. has shot somebody. I feel like I haven't actually missed that much. Let's just keep going. Corbin's not happy with me right now. So it seems that Wesley Snipes might actually be the good guy. Okay. Wow, that was quite the ending. Okay, look, I had no idea what to expect with this film. Had a good plot twist in it. I liked the fact that I could nap in it for 45 minutes, come back and still know exactly what was going on. So, not bad. I'm going to give this 4 chickens out of 5.
4 chickens seems high for a movie that put you to sleep.
No, to be fair, everything puts me to sleep these days. It was a long movie. I'm just still reeling because I didn't realise it was a sequel to anything.
Yep. Don't even need to watch the good one now.